Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Trailblazer Basketball is brought to you by Equitable Savings and Loan, serving Northwest families since 1890, by Chevrolet and Chevrolet dealers throughout the country, by Nellie's, where good foods are made just a little bit better, by G.I. Joe's in Portland and Salem, outfitters for the Northwest leisure life, by Oregon Dental Service, by your friends and neighbors at Safeway, by Heidelberg Brewing Company, by Cunahee RX, and by the Northwest's own Golden Soft Margarine from Greg's. And now, with a play-by-play, here's Bill Shanley.
Good evening, basketball fans, wherever you may be. Welcome now to NBA basketball, playoff basketball around the Pacific Northwest, and our Trailblazer Basketball Network. And wherever you may be tonight, I hope you stay with us right to the bitter end. It'll all be over here in game number 6, or it's on to Denver for the 7th and deciding game on Wednesday night in the Mile High City. If the Blazers have anything to do about it and any say whatsoever, smarting because of their performance, the worst in the playoffs thus far, yesterday afternoon in Denver, and then even despite playing rather badly, coming back to tie it up, almost winning it with 7 seconds to go on a good shot by Lionel Hollins that did not drop, and then to go into overtime and then get beat. So the final score really was not indicative of the kind of game it was, or the series for that matter. We'll check the starting lineup for both clubs as action continues in just a moment. The officials tonight are Jack Madden and Daryl Garrison.
Let's go!
It's going to be a while, Darryl.
I tell you what, Bill, you should have seen us last night. I was working a sporting news show all day yesterday. We had the TV on in the downstairs of the Portland Hilton Hotel doing a coast-to-coast hardware show, and you should have seen the fans around those TV sets rooting for Lionel Hollins in that left second shot.
I don't doubt that. Yes, sir. Here are the starting lineups now if they can get him in. Bobby Gross. And the other starting forward, Maurice Lucas. Listen to that.
The fans of the big loop.
Bill Walton, here he goes. In the backcourt. Yanni Diaz getting a starting role tonight. Dave Kordick is on the bench down to our left. Lionel Hollins now introduced. And the fans are going wild. And now, ladies and gentlemen, will you join us all here at Portland's Memorial Coliseum for the play and the singing of our national anthem. Bill number 3 and hopefully number 4, and of course that means the NBA championship finals, but one game at a time.
Oh, yeah. This is the big one right now. This is the one you've got to win. The thing I look at this game, Bill, is such a big game for them because you've got to beat them here. If you don't beat them here, the whole momentum swings to the Denver side. And even though they can't beat them in Denver, when you lose 2 in a row to a team like Denver that's going back home again, the whole momentum is going the other way. They've got to beat them here tonight. And Denver knows they're running into a hornet's nest here. And they know they've got to win here tonight. It's going to be a tough ball game.
Blazers in the home white uniforms, the traveling blue, the Denver Nuggets, game 6. Daryl Garrison will toss the ball in the air. Isselin Walton is in the air, and the ball will do it all over again. It was tapped both ways.
They both jumped both a little quick, and they both went up and came down again. The ball was still there. They kind of a mistap.
Overreaction. Garrison will toss it in the air. It's in the air. Walton gets the tap. It goes to Lucas. Now to Johnny Davis, right front court, to moving right to left. Fans put something right away. Price is bumped into by D. Hands off to Gross. Lucas Collins underneath. Gross stolen away by David Thompson.
Great play by David. Mac Calvin cross court to Jimmy Price. Denver. First turnover in the ball game. Denver with the ball. Calvin, Thompson, Price, long to baseline, drive, back out, Bobby Jones, his shot doesn't stay, Walton the rebound. The outlet pass to Johnny Davis. Cross court, Gross, drive, fake, wave, hands back to Johnny Davis. Into the far corner. Lucas, he's going to drive, he's up the ball.
Great play. First start of the game, a jump left-handed.
And his crowd, they're on their feet again. Lucas with a stuff shot. Blazers lead 2-0. Mac Calvin to Issel, playing a post. Jones, Calvin to circle. Over to Jimmy Price, down to Issel, Calvin to circle. Over to Mac Calvin, 18-footer, in and out, no good. Walton, the rebound. Ahead to Holland, over to midcourt line. Finds room, drives on, Price stops, shoot. Oh, it doesn't go, but it'll go to the line. Good shot. He was hanging in the air. On the right side, he's fouled by Jimmy Price. And Holland will go to the free throw line.
So it is. This is the thing that killed them yesterday, Bill. Shooting what they shoot, 43 or 48% from the free throw line. That just killed them. If they just made one, they would have won the ball game last night in regulation. They've got to be a better free throw shooting club than they were yesterday.
Holland's first free throw is good. Maybe that's a good omen. It's now 3-0. Portland out in front, 10:57 remaining to be played in the first period. Game just underway. The train with one more. It takes time. The ball is up. It's in the air. It's in the bucket. It's good. Holland's shooting a cool 60% at the free throw line in the series. Price works his way, double-teamed at midcourt. Over to Mac Calvin on the left forecourt. Now to Issel. Second time he's had his hands on the ball. To Thompson, top of the circle, drives, shoots over Lucas. No good. Bobby Gross, the rebound. Outlet passes, Johnny Davis saves it from going out of bounds. No, he steps over the end line.
He did, too. I tried to catch him. I thought he was going to come right over my Gatorade, but he did. He was quick and got the foot back in, but he just was on the edge of the line.
Mac Calvin inbounds in front of us. To Price, hands back to Mac Calvin. Works his way over to midcourt line to the left side. Holland's on Calvin. Now to Price. Johnny Davis on him. Over to Bobby Jones. Ball batted away from Bobby Jones by Lucas.
Well, quite a difference in the defense that I saw yesterday. They were back in the pocket. They were letting them get within about 15 feet and operate where they wanted today. They've got him pushed out about 20 feet away from the hoop.
Jones, Calvin. Calvin with the ball to Price. Put the ball on the floor to David Thompson. Drives on Holland. Over to Bobby Jones for the left corner. No good. Rebound. Who's got it? Ball batted around. Bruce in traffic. The outlet pass, Johnny Davis. Over the old equator. Blazers lead 4-0. Johnny Davis left of the key. They swing the ball right to Lionel Hollins. Down to Gross, baseline front court. They get a low. Walton. Walton backs in on this old. Turns around, shoots. No, three-second violation. Three-second violation.
I don't think it was on Bill. Bill said, who, me? He said, no, he pointed to someone underneath. I don't think it was Bob Gross. I think it was Lucas. Went around the corner and came back underneath. They called a 3-second violation on
Denver with the ball. Portland leading 4-0. Hope you can hear us tonight. Mac Calvin from Price. Back to Price. Top of the circle. They swing the ball right. David Thompson goes low. Lucas on a bounce pass. Bobby Jones up and in. Good. Walton had a hand on it, too.
Right on top of that ball and had it blocked, but he forced the ball up through Bill's block and made a good play.
Bobby Jones makes it 4-2. Blazers up by 2. Lucas in the right front court. Cutting in. Bobby Gross underneath. Saves the ball from going out of bounds. Holland, 15-footer. In the hopper and out. No good. David Thompson leaps for the rebound. Going to take the ball at the floor all the way. Thompson drives. Issel. We've got a whistle. He's hammered from behind on the dribble drive by Bobby Gross. Thompson will go to the free throw line. Oh, it'll be a non-shooting foul. They got him. He got him just before he took off.
Got him on the dribble.
Jones inbounds to Mac Calvin. It's 4-2. We got a whistle on an inbound play, and it's on Walton.
Yeah, he's blocking Issel. Issel tried to go baseline, and Bill just stepped in the way, and he blocked him.
Blazers second team foul. Walton wants a clarification on the call. Jones inbounds to Mac Calvin. Back out to Bobby Jones. Drives free throw line. Double teamed. Hands back to David Thompson. He moves to his left. He is triple teamed. Got the ball to Price. He penetrates. Bob shoots. Short. No good. Lucas the rebound. Out of pass to Johnny Davis. To Holland. 3-on-2. Line underneath. Johnny Davis. Put it up. He's fouled. He'll go to the line.
I tell you, he's lucky he got the call because he lost the ball, Bill. He tried to get up there and force it, and the ball squirted out of his hands, but he gave it a 6-10, and he jumped into Bobby Jones and drew the foul.
Bobby Jones picked up his first personal foul of the ball game. Denver is 1-for-6 from the floor to this point.
I can't emphasize enough, Bill, the difference is the defense. Yesterday, the Blazers were back on their heels. We're letting them operate anywhere around the top of the key inside. Today, they're operating out there 20, 25 feet away. They're pressing the leads. It's just a whole completely different picture defensively.
Johnny Davis, first free throw is good. In this series, he's 4-for-4. Now make it 5-for-5 at the free throw line. Here's the second one. He's 6-for-6. It's 6-2. Blazers are 4-for-4 as a team at the free throw line. 6-2, Portland. Mac Calvin at midcourt. Johnny Davis on him. Mac the veteran. Johnny the young rookie. Mac jumper. He's got this one, however. And this will make it 13-4. Blazers' biggest lead, 13-2. Hollins works the ball in the right front court. Over to Gross. Gross takes a look. They get a load of Walton. Walton backs in on this. Oh, hands the ball to Lucas. He starts a little drive, and he drove the ball off his foot.
I've had that problem once in a while in my career, too. You got big feet, it happens.
Four turnovers for Portland. Ted McLean comes in for Denver, and Mac Calvin will go out. So it'll be McLean and Price in the backcourt. It's Webster, Thompson, and Issel up front for Denver. Blazers lead 13-4. Denver with the ball. And instead of drive, it's McLean. They swing at the Price left. Hollins on him. Now to low to Webster. Backs in on Lucas. Hands back to David Thompson. Dribbles once. Leans into a shot. Oh, my goodness. He's got it, and he is fouled.
Yeah, he was fouled. That's right. It was a crowd noise. I couldn't hear the whistle because he was going on, but he definitely was.
In the ballgame, McLean to Issel. Low drives on Walton. Offensive foul. Issel.
He's not going to argue the call in front of these fans.
He started to argue the call. Walton hit the deck hard. He gets up. He's all right. Four turnovers for Denver. 4:35 remaining to be played in a very noisy first period.
One reason he didn't argue the call, Bill was backing up when he ran over, and you can't think too much when you knock a guy over when you're going backwards.
Jack Ramsey calling out the play. Hollins with the ball. Cross court to Johnny Davis. That's a leap in the air for the pass. Now to Steele. Turnaround jumper. Rip!
Okay, foul two. Roy Wise.
Is due for a game, it's Larry Steele.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Bill. He's due to have a super game, and I know Larry, he's that kind of competitor, and he'd love to do it against his old teammate, Dan Issel.
3-point play for Larry Steele. It's 22-10. Blazers lead. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. David Thompson works the ball around the Webster pick. Now to McLean, left side. Willie Wise wants the ball. They get it. Veteran number 42 to Issel. Double team. Issel backed out. Pass blocked. Going to Walton. Picks up Steele. Ahead to Harlan Davis. And he goes. Score!
That's called heads up defense. Timeout. Denver.
Led by Larry Steele, the Blazers get a steal and a break and 2 points. 4:01 remaining to be played. First period, if you can hear us, the score is Portland 24, Denver 10. Action will continue in just a moment. Medium low post left side. Luke needs help. Back out for Steele. It went out of bounds in front of us, right off of McLean. My goodness, the whole crowd could see it. Jack Madden said the other way.
He called an offensive foul, Bill, against Luke for a moving pick. That's what he called.
Denver up for the ball. Now this game is far from over. I said that yesterday. I've said it every broadcast. Thompson fakes, drives the middle, shoots over Larry Steele. He's not going to get this one. An offensive foul.
So makeup time, Jack, right there. That's Jack Madden just made the classic makeup call.
David Thompson picks up his first personal foul.
One-hander. He's been watching Byron Beck.
27-16 and a bucket by Wally Walker. An overhand hook from the right side. Or whatever you call it. Webster, McLean, backs in on Walton, back out to Thompson. 20-footer, no good. Rebound, Webster, but off his hand, out of bounds. Holy backboard, folks. What a night we're having.
Wally Walker is hurting, Bill. He's going to come out of the game. His shoulder is bothering him. I'd be surprised to see him come back in tonight. That's why he took such a funny shot when he took it baseline. That shoulder is definitely bothering him. He might even have a partial separation. I don't know, but he's acting like it's bothering him that way.
I hope not. All right, Lionel Hollins back in. The backcourt with Steele. To Walton, top of the circle, Issel back in. End of Steele, ball batted away. Willie Wise. Blazers will retain possession in front court. 59 seconds remaining. Thompson goes out. Calvin comes in. A rubber band man comes in for Portland, and Walton will go out. Robin Jones, Steele will inbound down to her left. Funny inbound play, put it on the floor to Hollins. Works the ball to Neal. Free throw in there. He goes to his right, shoots over Issel. Good!
Like Neal, what a money player. I'll tell you, he's tough in the clutch.
29-16, Portland. Mac Calvin, left front court. Playing away from him, Hollins, Calvin, McLean, Calvin, Issel, over, Robin Jones, in and out, no good, rebound, let's see, it went out of bounds off Bobby Gross.
It went out.
Get out of our way. I can't see. Jack Ramsey over to Willie Wise. Left of the circle. Shoots over Holland. No good. Rebound. Reuben Jones in traffic. And the Hollins are going to 4-on-3. Holland still scores.
Okay, if I had it, my choice of anybody running the wing, Bill, it'd be Larry Steele. He goes hard to that hoop.
31-16, Portland. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Denver will play for the final shot. They've been shell-shocked. McLean, fadeaway 10-footer, doesn't stay. Rebound went out of bounds off. Dan Issel. It'll be Portland ball with 5 seconds remaining to be played in the quarter. Can they get two more?
He told him to ball up just for a minute, Bill, to get a substitution in here defensively.
Issel will go out, and Bobby Jones will come in. Glacier's up 5 seconds to come out of backcourt. Steele inbounds to Hollins. Over to midcourt line. He goes. There's the shot on its way.
Oh! That made up for the one he didn't make yesterday.
Wowie, yowie. He came over the midcourt line and ripped City. All right. The score at the end of the quarter. Listen to this bounce. Portland 33, Denver 16. And action will continue in just a moment. Pass to Issel, turnaround jumper, blocked from behind by Steele. They're going to call a foul, and it's Jack Mapp. Actually, they both called it, I guess, because Darryl Garrison came across and said Larry Steele picked up his second personal foul. I thought he had a hand on the ball from behind.
Issel turned around and said, was that you, Steele? Steele said, yeah. And he like kind of chuckled at him.
9:33 remaining to be played in the half. 40-23, Portland out in front. Portland led 33-16 at the end of the first period. Hissel's first free throw is good. Dan in the ball game has 5 points here in game number six. Hissel's second free throw, it's good. He made them both. 40-25, Portland. Neal inbounds to Holland. Calls out the play. Lionel works the ball to midcourt. And his home white uniforms moving right to left. Neal give and go. Back to Holland. Around the Robin Jones pick from the circle. The jumper. Good. Left. City. All right.
Fine pick and roll play by Robin Jones. And a fine jumper by Lionel Hollins with a lot of pressure.
Get 8 points. Issel throws the ball underneath the Silas. Intercepted by Holland. Down the floor to Steele. Underneath the Gross. He drops the ball. And into the photographers down to my left.
What a play. He was completely up in the air, out of bounds, with no choice. Flipped it back to Bob Gross, and Bob just blew it. It hit him right in the hands. He should have had the ball. And of course, Bob is sitting there shaking his head. He couldn't believe it.
Denver will try again. 42-25, the score. McLean in the right front court to Willie Wise. Into the ball game to Silas in the middle. He fouled Robin Jones.
No, they call it on Lloyd Neal on a block on Paul Silas, and I don't believe it.
It is on Lloyd Neal. You're exactly right, Darryl. I'm going to call it on the rubber band man.
It should have been a charge. Jack is going crazy, and I don't blame him. Jack Madden, I don't know what he's doing down there, but he has been making some calls that are unreal.
Bill Walton checks in. Robin Jones comes out. Larry Steele will come out. Johnny Davis checks back in.
Let me tell you what, Robin Jones did one fine job in there, both offensively and defensively. He held Dan Issel to zip.
Silas at the line. Paul pushes the first one up. It's not good. Paul Silas in the series. 9-15 at the line. 60% at the line, and he's shooting 37% from the floor, averaging 6 points. Silas' second free throw. Good. He made 1 of 2. 42-26. Portland out in front. Neal to Holland. To Johnny Davis in the left. And the left side over to the court line. To Gross, give and go. Johnny Davis drives. Here's the jumper. Blocked. No foul. Picked off by Willie Wise. McLean blocked it. Wise picked it up. Down the floor to David Thompson. Thompson underneath. Silas put it up and in. No basket. Foul from behind by Bobby Gross.
Yes, he did. Patience. They went for the good play, and Bill got Issel down there low again and shot that hooker over him.
Walton, 6 points in the ballgame. 46-30. Portland out in front. 7:10 to go in a half. Silas to Calvin. Top of the circle. Now, Issel. Here's the jumper. Block. Walton had the ball. No foul. Denver thinking Walton should be called for foul. He's got the shot. Block. Down the floor. Holland. His jumper off the iron. No good. Calvin the rebound. Down the floor to David Thompson. Goes by Holland. Lost the ball. Got it again to Calvin. Into the corner to Willie Wise. In the middle. Silas put it up. Doesn't score. He's fouled. Lloyd Neal.
I'll tell you,
64%. Denver is 9 of 26, 35%. Denver has taken over the rebounding department, 19-17. Blazers had a 17-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 33-16. They now lead 46-30. Wise, Thompson, Marvin Webster, Paul Silas, and Mac Calvin in for Denver. Hollins and Johnny Davis with Corky Calhoun, Maurice Lucas, and Bill Walton in there now. 6:48 to go. First half, Silas. The free throw. It's good.
Kind of surprised, though, the way this game has gone as far as officiating. Jack Madden is usually the quieter of the two officials. Every time I've seen him work this game with Darrell Garrison, he has taken the kind of the commanding lead as the lead official here and is really tooting that whistle.
Silas at the line, three to make two. He made the first, missed the second. Paul Silas will now shoot the penalty. And he lets it fly at the free throw line. And he doesn't get it. He only made one. Lucas takes the ball off the backboard to Holland. Now to Johnny Davis, Mac Calvin, and Johnny D, the two smallest men on the floor. Johnny Davis with the ball on the floor for Lionel Holland. Works our way. They get the ball to the high post man. In this case, it's Luke. Low is Walton to get him the ball. Turns around. Here's Webster. Turn around. He traveled. They say Bill traveled. He got the shot away. It will not count.
Jack Madden saved it, but Bill said Bill traveled.
Look at Ramsey down to our left. He's calling out to Madden. He said, everything's for them.
Yeah, he's right, too.
Denver with the ball. Mac Calvin at midcourt. They swing it left to Willie Wise. Calls out a play over to Webster. Couldn't hang on to the ball. Johnny Davis has it. He's going to break away. He's gone!
Great play. He took off a long way from the basket there, but he had Willie Wise and Webster. He had to get in between him, and he made a good little flip shot.
48-31 on the bucket and the steal by Johnny Davis.
Turnovers really hurt. I know they're dying down there on that Denver bench to have those kind of turnovers. It had three-second calls on them this game.
And they don't argue the call. Here come the Blazers back up the floor. 4.5 minutes to go and a half. Holland, Lucas, give and go. Back to Lionel. The jumper off to the left. No good. Issel the rebound. Russell it away from Walton to McLean. Bounce pass ahead to Mac Calvin. Mac Calvin stops. Shoots. 18-footer. In and out. No good. Lucas the rebound. Takes a look now. Luke wants some help. Walton and Lucas. Walton wants to come out. I believe.
No, he's calling the play, I think, Bill. He's pointing to his forward, which is indicating the play.
Hey, Blazers called out the play, took their time coming up the floor, and Darrell Garrison says, you took too much time. Ramsey probably will blame himself a little bit on that because he was looking for Walton and not watching anything else. So the Blazers turn it over on a rare 10-second violation. The score is Portland 54, Denver 35, and action will continue. The reaction you heard just a moment ago, Dave Forjic went to the locker room a little bit on the early side, on the crutches, just so he can get there for convenience sake. Portland in the quarter, 9 of 15. They continue to shoot hot, 60%, but Denver now is 5 for 8 in the quarter. For the game, Portland shooting 65%, the Nuggets 38. David Thompson will go to the line. One plus the penalty. Thompson's first free throw, in and out. It is not good. Will remain 54-35, Portland.
I don't know if they're shooting now, but they couldn't be much better than about 7 for 18 from the free throw line. They're really having a tough time.
Thompson's second free throw is good. Blazers now bring up the ball up the floor. Holland picked up a midcourt. Mac Calvin puts on the brakes. Over for Lucas. Foul from behind. Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones is having a real tough night, Bill. He's had a hard time, and it may be because he's, you know, timing off because of his injury a little bit, but he's sure having a hard time defensively, and that's usually his strongest suit.
Holland's in pass to Lucas to Lionel on the guard forward exchange. Lionel with the ball. Getting instructions from the bench. Now to Lucas, top of the circle. Calhoun cuts through. They get the ball left side. Walton. There's the jumper off the glass, off the iron. No good. Bobby Jones, the rebound. Denver. Denver's 13 for 24 at the free throw line, by the way. To McLean. Cross court to Bobby Jones. Works the ball to the right side. Hands back to McLean. Now to Mac Calvin. Calvin with the ball way out in front. Johnny Davis on him. Over to McLean. McLean, Bobby Jones. Top of the circle. This will cut through. Walton stays with him. Jones back to Calvin. 5 seconds. 4, 3. Calvin goes low. The jumper at the horn. Tipped in, Dan Issel. Issel getting the bucket. 54-38. Issel, 8 points in the ballgame. 3:10 remaining to be played in the half. Lucas front court. Out of Calhoun. Over for Walton. Underneath, Johnny Davis. Reverse layup. Oh, my goodness, he scores. It's stopping it.
Bobby Jones again. What a play. He hung in the air for so long that it's what he did. He threw them all off base. He was still up in the air when everybody else had come up and gone down one time. He was still there.
Johnny Davis getting a starting assignment tonight. And another one of the Blazers picking up the rest of their teammates. Dave Forsyk on the injured list. Davis, 13 points, 8 of those in the second period. He's 5 for 6 from the floor and 3 for 4 at the line, and he'll try to complete a 3-point play right now. The ball is up. It's in the air. It's short. It's not good. Tough break, J.D. 56-38. Portland out in front. 3 minutes to go in the half. Price back in. McLean, Issel, Thompson, Price underneath, pumps over Walton, off the glass, in and out of the hopper. Lucas climbs the golden ladder for the rebound. Luke, the outlet pass, he's got 6 boards, ahead to Hollins. Hollins for the right side of Johnny Davis from the far Coffin corner. Crowd wants him to shoot, to Hollins, in the middle. It's Walton, Hollins for the right side. They're looking, now to Walton, low, cutting through, Hollins underneath, scores!
Great pass by Walton. He anticipated him coming around Jimmy Price, and he made a great pass.
58-38, Portland by 20. Down the floor, Webster in the middle, left-handed hook. It doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Pump. He's traveled.
Oh, boy. Jack Madden one more time. I'll tell you what, he's doing it not only to the Blazers, but he's also doing it to one Marvin Webster. Marvin didn't walk that time. He made a great fake. Again, he got Bill Walton out of position. That's the second time he's called him for walking on the same play.
Over Dan Issel.
Bill says not very clean, but I'll take it.
60-38. Blazers lead. 2 minutes to go in the half. Webster bounce pass, Price. His jumper good underneath. He put a little hook over Maurice Lucas. And Luke said, good going, Jimmy. Good play.
Johnny D got a piece of the ball, too. It still went in.
Hollins in front court. They swing the ball right to Johnny Davis. Now to Corky Calhoun. Walton posted high to the right. Lucas, they got the ball to him right of the circle. Webster on him. Puts the ball over his head one-handed. Takes a look, moves through the circle. That's for the left side. Will he take the shot? No, he waits over for Corky Calhoun. Pass stolen away by McLean. He takes the ball in the right front court. Over for Price. Price underneath. Shoots. Lucas didn't want to foul. He's in foul trouble now. So back-to-back buckets by the Denver Nuggets. And all of a sudden, it's 60-42. Ramsey up in front of us saying, come on, don't get sloppy now.
Yeah, a little careless. Both those plays the result of carelessness.
Hollins to Walton underneath. Hollins tipped away by McLean again. McLean with the ball. To Price, works the ball to midcourt. Bounce pass. Issel. No, we got a whistle and a foul.
Yeah, I think they're going to call it a half court on Lionel Hollins. I'm not sure.
Let's see what they are going to call on that one.
They did.
It's on Lionel Hollins. You're right, Ben. 60-38. Denver will play the clock down. It's down to 10, 9, 8. Price, Willie Wise. Wise leans in. He traveled with 5 seconds to go, and the Blazers get it back.
Same 5 seconds they had at the end of the first quarter. Let's see if Lionel Hollins can duplicate his feat.
And the crowd knows it, and they're hollering, giving it to the train, give it to the train. Let's see the little train that could. I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. They inbound. Now Hollins is going to have to work hard over to the quick line. 3-2. There it goes. Oh, to the right. Almost.
It had the distance, but it was offline a little bit.
The half is over, and the score with everybody up on their feet. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Now Willie Wise and Larry Steele grab one another, and Jack Ramsey and Jack Madden run across and break it up. Willie Wise is upset at Larry Steele for something. I don't know what it is.
Willie Wise is upset at the fact that his team is down 17 points. That's what Willie Wise is upset about. He just happened to pick Larry Steele to take it out on.
And Jack Ramsey immediately was starting to go off the floor and saw it out of the corner of his eye and rushed in and broke it up very quickly. Everything is all right. Now we can give the break. We are at halftime. Portland leading 62-45. Action will continue. Corner rip.
I don't like what I see offensively, though, Bill. They're running around outside again instead of making penetration to the basket.
Long pass down the floor to Paul Sonnes. Back out to Mac Calvin. To David Thompson from the circle. No good. Walton cleans the board like a chimney sweep. Head to Hollins. Down the floor to Gross. Stop. Shoot. It doesn't go. Tough break.
Good shot.
Silas the rebound. Good shot. Near right down and a good play. Silas the rebound. On to Mac Calvin. Back over to Paul Sonnes. Down to Price. Price to the left side. Silas in the circle. To Mac Calvin. Top of the circle. Goes to his left. Hands off to Price. Through the circle. Top of the circle. Over to David Thompson. Way out to the right side. 5 seconds on the clock. Thompson makes a move. Back out to Calvin. 3 seconds.
What are you doing?
There, over to Price. No, we got a whistle. 3 second violation, and that's good D. They had a blanket around everybody.
The fourth time they've had a 3 second call. Fourth or fifth. They've been at the tough violation. That's called giving the ball away.
Here's the attendance tonight. 12,924. The second largest in history. 6 less than last Tuesday, as a matter of fact. Denver turns it over. Portland out in front, 66-50. Davis, Walton, top of the circle, underneath, Hollins. Oh, he couldn't hang on to it. Couldn't hang on to the ball. He was all alone, got the pass from Walton, hit him in the knees. Now, on an inbound play, McClain to Mac Calvin. He dribbles the ball off his foot and went out of bounds, and the Blazers get it back in front court.
He turned around to look at something, the ball went right off his knee. I said, well, I guess you call that justice, Bill.
24 seconds on the 24-second clock. Blazers get it back in front court. Holland salutes to the guard. Fold exchange. Lucas Walton, the left side of the lane, takes a look. Waits for Gross. Gives it the ball. Screens. Bobby's shot. Good. He is fouled.
Great play. Great play. What time Bill gave it the old Statue of Liberty play, Bill. He came around and he gave it behind his back. Bobby Gross took it out, launched it up there, and got the three-point play. Hopefully he's going to shoot the foul.
And Dan Issel picks up his second personal foul. Denver's third team foul of the third period. The Blazers with two team fouls. Bobby Gross at the line. Now this crowd starts to come alive again. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Right now, a three-point play. Bobby Gross, 69-50. Fourth and out in front. 8:35 to go in the third period. Teddy McClain, another veteran on this Denver squad, takes a look. Goes through the top of the circle. Now to Issel. Walton on him. Dan turns around, faces left side. Thompson drives on Gross in the middle. He is fouled on the pass off. And they're calling a blocking foul on Walton. Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness.
I think you'd call that inconsistency, Bill.
On the other end, that is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
On the other end, it would have been a charge. On this end, they called Bill for blocking. But that's the way it goes. I guess, you know, they can't be perfect.
Walton picks up his third personal foul. Bobby Jones checks in for Denver. Now the inbound, Price. What in heaven's name has hit their club? It is 79-58, fourth and out in front. Here come the Denver Nuggets. In the traveling blue, over to David Thompson, the right side. Fakes, drives underneath. Hands to Issel, forces his way underneath. He's fouled.
Yeah, good call. There's the case right there. Jack Madden has been kind of intimidated a little bit by Jack, but getting at Jack Ramsey, getting a little bit mad at him. That time he didn't blow his whistle, and he should have. And the outside official, Darrell Garrison, called the play, and it was a foul on Robin Jones,
who was come in for Bill Walton during the timeout. Robin playing the post with Lucas, Holland, Larry Steele back in the ball game, and Johnny Davis. Issel at the line. 10 points. He misses the first free throw.
They got the five fingers around the throat and the cast iron elbow out there in that free throw line tonight.
Second free throw is good by Dan Issel. Blazers are over the limit. They are under the penalty. Dan at the line, three to make two. At the line, they are 19 for 36. And a 19 for 37.
20 for 37.
Excuse me, 20 for 37. I beg your pardon. 79-60. Fourth and out in front. Issel getting two more. Holland works his way in the right front court. David Thompson on him. Robin comes over. We got a foul. Yes, sir.
Reaching in, David Thompson.
Hey,
give
a lot of credit to Robin Jones. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they do give it to David Thompson. Yes. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, he reached in.
But give a lot of credit to Robin Jones moving in there.
He came up there and set that pick and created a play. That's really one thing that Robin does very well. He's a very unselfish player, in fact, almost too much so. And he comes out there and sets that play up trying to help the other players.
Denver over the limit. Holland's at the line. First free throw is not good. Lionel will have one more with 4:18 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Second free throw by the train. This one stays. Lionel Hollins in the ball game is a total of 15 points. 80-60 is the score. Blazers lead by 20. 4:10 to go in the third period. McClain bounced past to Willie Wise. Steal on him. Shoves him a little bit. Wise going to make the move. And he goes to the hoop. Short. No good. Rebound has got it. Issel took it away from Steele and Robin Jones and stuffed it. And Marvin Webster was right there to help screen away.
That was part of the trouble. Both Steele and Robin Jones were fighting for the ball instead of one of them just calling for it and taking the ball.
80-62. Fourth and out in front. Hollins to the high post man. Robin Jones over to Johnny Davis outside. They screen. Johnny, wait, won't shoot. Holland, 25-footer. Short, no good. Marvin Webster, the rebound for Denver. Ahead to Teddy McClain. Here they come quickly down the floor to Issel. Drive, shoot. Offensive foul. Issel, good play by Johnny Davis.
With that, he started to make a play on the ball. He thought better of it. Took up his place where he should have been. And that was in front of that big, slow-moving freight. And Issel ran over him.
Bobby Jones checks in for Denver, and Dan Issel will go out. He's hobbling a little bit on that right leg right now.
Yeah, I think he's being bothered by that leg.
He has four personal fouls. Blazers get the ball back. 80-62 is the score. Johnny Davis, Robin Jones, rolls the middle. Score! Throw away! The rubber band man did it again.
Right over the top of Marvin Webster, who tried to check him.
82-62, 5:20. The old Equitable scoreboard says, Willie Wise, right of the key, takes a look. Everybody is covered. Now to David Thompson. He drives the baseline, pump, hits the backboard. Offensive foul! David Thompson.
Boy, Jack Madden's gone completely the other way now. He's calling everything in favor of Portland. I'm sure Larry Brown, it doesn't do any good for him to get excited.
David Thompson picks up his fifth personal foul. The Blazers lead by 20 and get the ball back. We got the fourth quarter to go. Can it split now? Steele, Holland around the top of the circle, back to Steele, drives, rolls to the middle. Ooh, he doesn't score. Gets his own rebound. Johnny Davis, 25-footer. No one doesn't go. Lucas keeps it alive. And back out. But I believe he stepped over the end line. He did at the end. Right down by the Denver bench.
Johnny could be a little tired. In fact, I think he may put Lloyd Neal in and have Johnny come out and move Larry Steele. No, he's going to have Luke come out. Johnny D, I think, is a little tired, Bill. That's why he shot that ball so bad.
Lucas checked out. Hollins and Davis in the Blazer backcourt. Neal, Robin Jones, and Larry Steele. And it's the Blazer bench with exceptional Hollins right now. Here's a pass into Marvin Webster. Reaching from behind, tipping it away, Robin Jones. No foul there. We still over his shoulder, but tipped the ball out of bounds. Right down to our left in front of the Blazer bench. Willie Wise will inbound with 17 seconds on the 24-second clock to Mac Calvin. Now to Teddy McClain. Back over to Willie Wise. Wise backs in on Johnny Davis. Turns around. Shoots. He doesn't get it. Tip up and a rebound at McClain, and we're going to lose ball foul. McClain. That's two on Teddy McClain. And the Blazers will go to the charity stripe. That's going to be Larry Steele, I do believe.
No, Marvin Webster.
Did you see what they did? They went to the wrong end.
Yeah, they did. Marvin Webster was trying to get after Robin Jones for coming over his back. He got a little bit, I think the word could be exuberant. He went flying over the top and used him a bit like a saddle horse. But, of course, it was unintentional. It was just one of those things. And Lionel went up and said, hey, Marvin, cool it, big fella. He said he didn't mean nothing.
They started to go to the line right out in front of us, but everybody said, hey, yeah, we got to go to the other end. Herman Gilliam now is going to check in, and Lionel Hollins will come out, and everybody is up on their feet again.
Or is this the kind of game that Herman likes to play, Bill? He's a good open court, razzle-dazzle type player, and he loves to come in here with a 20-point lead, maybe a 22-point lead.
Larry Steele's first free throw is good. 2:31 to go. Third period. It is now 83-62. Will it be 84? It is. 84-62. Blazers by 22.
I don't know.
Teddy McClain works the ball to midcourt. Hop. Gibson jumps over the midcourt line, dishes off to Mac Calvin from the left side. Fake, goes around, spins around on the pivot, gets a low to Marvin Webster, turns around, shoots a 7-foot jumper, no good. Lloyd Neal, the rebound, ahead to Herman Gilliam. Jones takes off to the right side, Gilliam takes a look, turns around, bounce pass, Robin Jones, turn around, jumper, off the iron, no good. Rebound, Willie Wise. Wise hurt himself.
You can't take 20 seconds now. I think they've already taken one in the second half. They took one
Wise
for Dan
himself. It wasn't Portland players, but it was Wise. He hurt himself.
Denver will get the ball in backcourt. And the horn has sounded, and Ramsey goes to midcourt. They're going to have a timeout, right? They are required to call for a timeout now.
They have to. They can't take a second 20-injury timeout in a half.
Will be network an extra timeout. We're going to send it your way. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining to be played wherever you may be. Third period at the score. Portland 84, Denver 62. Action will continue in just a moment. He got out so quick.
Calvin was in no place to handle the ball. It went right out of bounds.
Now Gilliam will try it again. This is off the right side. Holland, Steele, bounce pass. Holland, baseline, scores just like that.
Great play. Great speed by Larry Steele.
19 points for Lionel Hollins. 9 of those here in the third period. 45 seconds to go in the third. Mac Calvin double-teamed at the free throw line. Can't shoot. He's covered. Over to McClain. Back out to Mac Calvin. He's going to shoot this time. Leans into a shot. No good. Neal, the rebound. Allen pass to Hollins. Steele is free on the right wing. Gets him. Oh, he put it behind him. However,
went off the leg of McClain.
Yep.
I'll tell you, that time there were 5 white shirts on the break. They come out of there like so many bees out of the hive. Said, we're going to get you.
You've got to read that article on this week's edition of the Sporting News by Bob Wolf. What the Blazers are doing here tonight he explains in his story. We alluded to it at halftime. 88-64. Portland out in front. They get the ball. Gilliam on the left front court. Now to the half post man, Robin Jones. It's the bench that's doing it tonight. Over to Hollins. They screen. Lionel pop. Shoot. Short. No good. Off the iron. Willie Wise, the rebound in traffic. Brings the ball up the pole to the quick line. Willie Wise double takes off McLean. His jumper. No good. Rebound. Tipped up by Marvin Webster. No good. Ball batted back at the horn. The third period is over.
Place has gone crazy again, as well as good.
The Blazer fans can taste it. We have completed three. The score reads Portland 88, Denver 64, and action will continue in just a moment.
Part of a good day is shopping a safe way. We're more than a food store. We're doing things your way. And we will do what we can to brighten your day.
Announcing the grand opening of the all-new Safeway store in Hazelden. Come and see our beautiful new store as we celebrate with free gifts, refreshments, prizes, and surprises too. Register as you may win one of many beef four quarters to be given away, or an exciting Hawaiian trip for two, plus many prizes. There's nothing to buy. Just register with each visit to our new Hazeldell Safeway in Vancouver. All Safeway stores join in the celebration with store-wide grand opening super savers. So pick up the savings at your nearby Safeway and join us for the big grand opening festivities at the new Safeway store in Hazeldell.
Wherever you may be, do so. The place is a bedlam. A 24-point lead, Portland going into the fourth and final period. And the Blazer bench stays in there with the exception of Lionel Hollins. Lionel with 19 points, Davis with 19. The Blazers leading scorers, 14 for Steele, 11 for Lucas, 5 for Gross, 10 for Bill Walton. Most of the starters are on the bench. They're getting a rest. Neal, Steele from the far corner. Short, no good. Rebound, who's got it? In traffic. It bounced off Teddy McLean as he collided with Larry Steele. They were fighting for the ball. It went out of bounds off Teddy McLean. Denver player. Blazers get the ball back in front court. 11:43 remaining to be played in the game. Hollins inbounds it about pass to Neal. Back to Lionel Hollins. Works the ball around the horn to the right side. Put it on the floor for Larry Steele. Bounce pass to Neal. Drives on Silas. He's fouled on the dribble drive. Silas picks up the foul.
You bet he did the same thing that Lloyd did to him earlier, and he reached across trying to stop the drive, and Lloyd Neal beat him to the hoop. Lloyd Neal has done a great job, Bill, coming in the game. He has helped him just keep the game going, and he's been getting that ball off that defensive board and getting that break going. Without Bill being in there, that's making a difference.
Blazers lead by 24. They get the ball back now. It's 88-64. That was the score at the end of three. Nobody scored thus far in the fourth and final period. Hollins to Neal. The guard pulled exchange. Hollins back to Neal. Bounce pass. Gilliam, 8-foot jumper. Oh, nothing but air. Boy, he had Marvin Webster all over, and the only thing he could do is throw it up, which he did. Here's a errant pass to Thompson, intercepted by Steele. Hollins, Steele works the ball to the right side. Now to Hollins. They set it up. In the middle, Neal pumps, shoots. Oh, he doesn't get it. Good play. Marvin Webster the rebound. Oh, we got a loose ball foul.
Yeah, Robin Jones.
Robin Jones was right there. Yep.
I tell you, who made that play possible, and Bill, it was hard to see it. But Herm Gilliam tiptoed up behind McLean and tipped that ball out of his hands, and Larry Steele was right there to get the tip ball.
Denver brings the ball back up the floor. McLean, Paul Savage, dropped the ball over for David Thompson, tipped away by Lionel Hollins, and Lionel tipped it out of bounds. Good effort. It was right in front of us. Jack Madden made one of his few good calls tonight.
You say that. You might as well say that. He's standing about 3 feet away.
He can't hear me. Wise, I don't care if he does anyway. McLean, David Thompson, they screen. David with the ball. Now to Webster, in the circle, into the far corner. McLean, right side, he lets it fly. Iron, that's all. Tipped up by Silas, no good. Willie Wise with the ball. Rolls away from everybody. Hollins, 3-on-2. Hollins, Gilliam, waits back. Robin Jones, now to Gilliam. Here's the shot from the corner. Somebody got a hand on it. Willie Wise did. Webster with the ball to McLean, down the ball to the right side. He drives, stops, shoots, he doesn't get it. Rebound, Marvin Webster, and he tipped it out of bounds. It'll be Portland's ball.
I tell you, Marvin is playing a pretty good game for him, Bill. He's hustling awful hard, and he's trying to keep that ball alive on the boards. He's None of them have given up, but he's working out there harder than anybody.
Holland and Gilliam in the Blazer backcourt. Herman works the ball to midcourt. They're going to left to right. If you can visualize everything, the Robin Jones, the postman. Webster on him. Rubber man Van turns around. Dishes off to Gilliam. He drives right-handed hook. Going to be way short. No good. Webster the rebound. Well, nobody scored in the third period yet. McLean, Silas, he rolls to the hoop. He doesn't get the bucket, but he is fouled.
Yeah.
And it's Lionel Holland.
Yeah, he blocked him. He didn't take up a position early enough, Bill, and he kept retreating with him. He should have just taken up a position and held it.
10-17 remaining to be played in the fourth and final period. It's been a hectic, a gruesome, but fantastic three periods of basketball for the home folks.
Johnny D is coming in for Herm Gilliam as well. He should. Herm's taking three bad shots. He forced the ball up a little bit. His timing's off. And Johnny D is having such a great game. Jack's putting it back in.
Portland shot 55% in the third period, 10 for 18. And Denver was 8 for 22. Robin Jones goes out as well. Walton Neal, Bob Gross with Hollins and Johnny Davis as Paul Silas goes to the free throw line.
Jack did this, I think, for one reason, to put Bill back in there to keep any momentum from coming on the part of Denver, to really get him down in the hole.
Silas misses the first free throw attempt. The great veteran that he is really upset right now. Second free throw off the side of his hand. No good. He missed them both. Rebound, Walton. They are 20 for 41 at the free throw line, Denver. Davis, Davis drives underneath. Lloyd Neal put it up. Lock, no foul. Webster picked off by Silas. By to Mac Calvin. Lickety Brindle down up floor to the left side. Calvin holds it up. Down to Webster. Around the horn to the right side. David Thompson leans into a shot. Foul, Bobby Gross.
Yep. He did. He got him on the arm. David Thompson made a good fake. He got both Bob Gross and Bill up in the air. Bill got a piece of the ball, but the foul was on Bobby Gross.
Jack Ramsey move, motioning out to Bobby Gross. They stay in your feet.
Sure, he's getting
stay in your feet. So Bob Gross picked up his fifth personal foul, and David Thompson will go to the free throw line. Thompson in the ball game has been held to 14 points in this game. He now has 15, 88-65.
Oh, that's too fast.
Thompson, second free throw.
Boy, are they having a hard time at that free throw line. Wow.
88-65 is the score. Portland out in front. Davis at midcourt. Drives on Jimmy Price. Fakes. Bounce pass to Holland's right side. Down to Bobby Gross to get a load of Walton. Issel back in. Wait. Neal drives around. Issel goes.
Oh, what a ball. He gave Neal rocking chair move. A little hesitation. The defense hesitated for a second. He went right on by him.
90-65 is the score. Portland out in front. Nuggets come back down the floor. We got a whistle and a foul. Now we have a little argument all the way from the ball with Issel and Walton. I don't know what that was all
Bill
about.
Bill did argue. Issel came down and just shoved him in the middle of the back, and there was no call for it. Bill says, hey, what are you doing? He said, you know, play the game.
Foul is on Johnny Davis. His third plays his 14th foul. So Bobby Jones will inbound for Denver in front of Calvin around the Issel pick. Fake. This shot blocked by Johnny Davis, but Calvin got it back again. Cuts to the left side. Here's back to Jones. Picked away. Holland.
Well,
Neal back to Holland. Down to floor to the left side. Johnny Davis. Oh, they're everywhere tonight. Over to Hollis, but Johnny Davis drives the middle, stop, free throw line jumper. Good, but we have a whistle before he got it away.
Mac Calvin
reaching in. And he got in before the shot was on its way. Second team foul for Denver. Blazers get it back. Clock reset at 24-9-13 to go in the game this Monday night. Sixth game of this series. Blazers lead 90-65. Finally working to Walton. High post man on the right side to Davis. Fakes from a handoff. Goes to the baseline. His jumper iron. Good shot. Wouldn't stay. David Thompson. The rebound brings the ball up the floor. David at midcourt leaps to the air for the back. Calvin, the left corner. Calvin lets it fly. He's got it. Back Calvin. A little fadeaway into the seat. It's now 90-67. Denver making a little spurt here. Johnny Davis spins over to midcourt line. Blazers moving left to right now. Bounce pass. Neal gets away from Bobby Jones. Dishes over for Holland. Cross court. Davis. Gross. Fake. Walton jumper. Flat. It's there.
Wow, big hoop. That could be the nail right there, Bill. 25-point lead, 8:30 to go. That could be the one that does the trick.
Bill Walton getting the last hoop. Down the floor, Denver. Issel into Bobby Jones, a right-handed hook off the glass and in. Bobby Jones, 92-69 is the score. Places go back the other way. They'll get a week's rest. Their next game will be on Friday. Either against Los Angeles or San Francisco. Neal around the wall and take over the top of the key. They hand over to Johnny Davis. Davis drives, finds room, dishes off to Groves. 12-footer, not going to be any good. Short off the front of the iron. Bobby Jones, the rebound, a fight down at Fortimac. Calvin drives. Oh, that's a foul!
Good play, Lionel Hollins. Good play. He got down in front of him. Matt Calvin tried to get around him, but he didn't make it.
Sockers?
Yeah.
An offensive foul on Mac Calvin.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Blazers get the ball in backcourt. You've just gone around. It was a good play by the train. It is 92-69, Portland, 7:50 remaining to be played in the game. Davis to Lionel Hollins. Quickly down the floor. Left side, swing it right. Davis fakes right, goes left. Still with the ball, Price all over him. Slaps his arm away. Crowd reacts. Over to Gross. Neal from the circle. Flat. It's there.
Well, they love Mark Neal. He's coming and done a big job, both defensively and there with a big group in the offense.
Jimmy Price, Denver, Bobby Jones backs in, hands to Calvin, screens, Calvin hits from the right side. Now Walton quickly inbounds to Johnny Davis, cross court pass to Lionel Hollins, 7:20 in the books to go. Hollins on the stutter drive on the right front court, Jimmy Price picks him up there. Sixth game, will it all be over? Over to Walton. Kicked away from Bill from behind by Dan Issel. Blazers will get the ball back, and I believe Denver wants a timeout. They are. Larry Brown calling for a timeout. 7:15 exactly remaining to be played in the fourth and final period. The score reads at this point, Portland 94, Denver 71. Action will continue in just a moment. And Johnny Davis takes the floor. It will be Portland's ball. Thompson, Issel, Bobby Jones, Jimmy Price, and Mac Calvin in there for the Denver Nuggets. They were looking for Denver Nugget gold, but they're not going to get it, apparently. Hollins to Walton. Walton meeting a little post. Now he's going to drive on Issel. Dishes off to Hollins. Dibbles, pump, shoots. He's not going to get it. He almost made it. Pressure bucket, but he's fouled. Mac Calvin.
I'll tell you, Bill, I'm surprised that Bill still has, the Jack still has Bill Walton in there. I would think that he'd be pulling him out here pretty quick, putting Robin Jones in, because he doesn't want to take a chance on an injury. He needs to give Bill as much rest as he can.
Hollins' first free throw in this case is not good. Lionel in the ball game has 19 points. 6 after 1, 10 at the half. Little Monty Powell going to get some playing time in the playoffs for the first time. Hollins misses both free throws. Looks like Larry Brown might be throwing in the towel.
Yes, I think that, you know, it's
Issel underneath Bobby Jones, pressured by Neal, but Bobby Jones muscles his way underneath and got the bucket. Good play. 94-73. 6:50 to go in the game. Hollins works his way low, pumps a 5-footer, way short, no good. Rebound, who's got it? Walton couldn't hang on to it. Picked off by Calvin, down a foot to Thompson, breakaway, and David stuffs that baby. Now Gross will inbound it back to Johnny Davis. They're going to have some substitutions, and we'll get a station break in momentarily. Johnny Davis works the ball on the right front court. Bounce pass to Walton. Issel behind him. Walton takes a look. Rolls around. Goes in front of the free throw line. Double pump. Shoots. Short up the front of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Neal. He is hammered. No foul. My word. Race brings the ball up the floor. Over for Thompson. In he goes. Gross tips it away. Takes the ball away from David Thompson. Back to Johnny Davis. Davis drives around. Calvin dishes off to Hollins. There's the jumper. Off the bucket. No good. Rebound. Bobby Jones. Denver. Lobs the ball ahead. Alasoff. Ball style to Jimmy Price. He goes one end of the floor to the other. Goes to the hoop. His shot. Walton. Price is on the floor, sitting there. Rolls it back to Calvin. His jumper no good. And Lionel Hollins gets the rebound. And Ramsey is going to call for a timeout.
Good time to do it, too. They're getting a little bit tired, lackadaisical out there. That time the ball bounced out to Jim Price. He was sitting on the floor, and he caught it sitting on the floor for a rebound.
We have a timeout. Maybe the last one. 5:51 remaining to be played in the game. The score reads Portland 94, Denver 75.
Care of Bill. They don't want to get lackadaisical and careless, and they're doing that right now. They've got to remember this game isn't over. You never know in this league, and you've got to be tough.
Monty Towell down the floor, lobs the ball underneath to David Thompson, blocked by Walton at the end. Ahead to Johnny Davis to Hollins, tries to dish off the steal, batted away McLean. Hollins gets it again. Johnny Davis, he hits.
Big hoop, Bill. That's a big hoop.
Johnny Davis, 21 points in the ball game. He will be our post-game guest tonight. Johnny Davis, who got a starting assignment tonight. Monty Towell, left corner, drives in the middle. Marvin Webster, pump, shoots. He's got it from the left side.
Good play by Monty Kyle. Went in, right. drew Bill Walton to him and laid the ball off to Marvin Webster.
Holland's quickly the other way, finds room, and he goes, drives, and he was sandwiched in as he got underneath the twine. It's on one side, Monty Town and McLean down there, and he dribbled right out of bounds.
Not
really.
A smart play. When you got Issel and the racer down there, Marvin Webster, you don't try to take the ball to the board. You back out and wait for help.
Monty Town, they swing it left to David Thompson, steal on him. David makes the move, drives the middle, underneath. Issel fouled the ball, got it again, turns around, shoots, nothing but air. Came to the far side of the rim to Maurice Lucas. One hands the ball at midcourt to Johnny Davis. He steps over to midcourt line. Less than 4 minutes to go in the game. 96-79 Portland. Davis in the left front court. To Luke. Steals left side. Luke cuts through. Webster all over him. Now to Johnny Davis. Davis drives, pump, shoots over Monty Towell. Iron, no good. Leaf of high for the rebound. Marvin Webster. Outlet pass from Monty Towell. Look at Lionel. And the ball went right through him.
I can't believe it. He thought he was a wicket in a game of croquet. That thing went right through his legs. He couldn't believe it. He had the thing caught. He went right through there.
96-81, Portland. Uh-oh. Now Monty Towell and Lionel Holland throw a couple of punches at one another.
What?
Monty Towell says, okay. Lionel is being restrained. Now Marvin Webster is also being restrained by his coach, Larry Brown. Monty Towell, I think, says, I'm sorry, really. He and Lionel Holland just in the heat of battle, that's all. It's going to be Denver's ball. There'll be no foul. Webster's really upset, but Darryl Garrison says, no, there's no foul. Nothing will happen. Larry Brown still out on the floor.
Larry's talking to the guy. He said, hey, guys, let's be cool. Let's do the game like that. Look, Monty looked kind of funny swinging at Lionel Hollins. I mean, he's swinging uphill. He still was smaller than Lionel. He wasn't going to take any guffies. You can't bully me, you big guy.
That's right. Darryl Garrison probably said, I'm not going to call a foul on you, Monty. Not going to do any good now. Monty brings the ball up the floor. Now to Webster. Rolls around to Walton. Then he goes, shoots. He scores. This play by Marvin Webster. Now it's 96-83, folks.
Back to that 17-point number again.
Holland, Lucas to the right side. Underneath Walton, alley-oop, puts it up. No, he traveled with a ball. Bill Walton. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining to be played. Now Larry Brown of the Denver Nuggets, they think they have a little light.
They
the bleacher bench down to our left. It's only a 13-point lead. Less than 3 minutes to go now. David Thompson left of the key. Steal on him. Bounce pass to McLean all alone. Ramsey, I believe, is going to call for a timeout as Hollins works the ball over to midcourt line. Takes the ball over to midcourt line. Here comes the timeout. Now Hollins and Monty Towell start to do their thing again. And that was broken up. So this is an extra timeout network, and we're going to send it your way, and the crowd is mumbling here because this game is not over. We have 2:47 remaining to be played of the game. The score reads Portland 96, the Denver Nuggets 85. Hollins, Lucas, Walton, Steele, and Johnny Davis. Davis will inbound it front court across the way. Davis with the ball high over his head. Now to Lionel Hollins, breaks down to the pack. Lionel with the ball on the left side, with the ball on the floor to Lucas. Takes a look, over for Steele. They swing it right to Johnny Davis. Now to Lucas, in traffic, double pump, shoots. He's fouled. Walton right there, grabbed it and stuffed it, but however, Lucas was hammered by Marvin Webster.
First team foul, it's a two-shot foul. Good play. They ran Luke inside like they did during that first game they won back in Denver. They ran that double screen, ran him inside where he got the ball low and took the shot over.
Lucas at the line for a pair.
Bobby Jones.
No, what'd you tell
her? Luke's first free throw is good. He's got 12 points in the ball game tonight, Maurice Lucas. And he's playing with four personal fouls and has been for some time. So has Walton, as a matter of fact. Lucas with one more. It's more quiet at the Western Front. He misses that. Rebound, David Thompson. Looks like he stepped out of bounds, but he hung in there. The ball to Monty Towell. Long pass down the floor to Bobby Jones. Works the ball on the left front court. Now they get it inside. Webster back out to Monty Towell. Stripped away, Johnny Davis. Break away.
Big play right there. That's the one that's going to make the difference now.
Johnny Davis with a steal and a drive and a layup all the way. Denver coming back down the floor. And I got a foul on Johnny Davis. Wouldn't you know it? At the other end of the floor.
Yeah, I called him on the block. McLean's going to go to shoot two. He's on the way to the hoop. Johnny had pretty good position, but those kind of calls, the official can determine whether he was split in front of him when he was in the air, that type of thing. And, of course, they're going to try to give Denver a break, not to make him look too bad coming down here in the closing minutes. But with 2 minutes and 10 seconds, unless Portland absolutely crumbles here, they've got the ball game won.
As a little side note, this is the Blazers' 99th game of the year, including preseason, the regular season, and playoffs. Larry Steele will come out, and Bob Gross will come in. Bobby's playing with 5 personal fouls. Johnny Davis now has picked up his 5th personal foul. McLean's first free throw is good. 99-86 is the score. McLean can make it 99-87, and he does. 99-87. Blazers being pressured in the backcourt. They're going to have to watch it. Johnny Davis, Bobby Gross. He works the ball over to the midcourt line. Throws into the far right-hand corner to Lucas. Back out to Bobby Gross. Less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Now the crowd comes alive again. Over to Lionel Holmes in the left front court. They're going to play the clock now. They get it to Walton. Walton turns around, makes a move on to Webster. Turns around, hook shot off the glass. No good. Webster the rebound.
Bobby Gross fouls out.
And Bobby Gross, with a loose ball foul, fouls out of the ball game. And Jack Ramsey will have to go to the bench.
Larry Steele back in again.
And Larry Steele does come in. Bobby Gross will come out. With 1:46 remaining to be played. And Denver, they have yet to give up. Fighting, scratching, hugging, and clawing, because this has been some kind of sensational playoff series in the NBA between these two very, very fine basketball teams. Marvin Webster at the line. The crowd roars, and the free throw is good by the human eraser. Marvin in the ball game has 11 points. Webster shooting 75% at the line in this series, averaging about 4 points. Second free throw, not good. Walton takes the ball off the iron.
A big 11-point difference is back again, and it's not too much. With a minute and 40 seconds, they can get it back.
Johnny Davis on the left front court. Drives through everybody, handles the ball. All of the Globetrotters. Back to Holland. Into the far corner. Lucas, he's free. Doesn't shoot. They're going to play the clock down. Back out to Holland. 7 seconds. 6. Holland's 25-footer. Doesn't drop. Webster, the rebound. Ahead to McLean. McLean down the floor to Bobby Jones. He couldn't hang on to it. It went out of bounds. And it's going to be Portland's ball. With a minute and 17 seconds to go, 99-88 Portland. They had a 25-point lead, but it really doesn't make any difference. All you got to do is win by one. Here's a shot. Missed shot. Johnny, rebound. Thompson, his jumper no good. Webster, the rebound. Switched his hands. Flipped it up left-handed in traffic. Marvin Webster. 101-90. Less than a minute. 45 seconds to go. Our postgame guest is going to be Johnny Davis. In goes Lionel Hollins. Underneath, left to right, fouled. David Thompson. That's all for David. David Thompson gets a standing ovation by the Portland fans, and I congratulate all of you for doing that. Kevin Webster, Maurice Lucas comes out. They shake hands. They congratulate the opposition as they come out. They hug one another. Walton and Lucas, and this crowd loves every minute of it. It's in the books. Look out, Los Angeles. Look out,
Johnny Davis comes out.
2 points in the series. Bonnie Towne plots one.
Right.
11 seconds. 10, 9, 8. Steal underneath. Robin Jones. He gets two more, and he's fouled with 5 seconds to go. One. The game is over, and the Blazers win it. And Ramsey throws his coat into the air and runs off the floor.
He doesn't care if he loses that one or not.
The game is over, and everybody congratulates everybody. The final score, Portland 108, the Denver Nuggets 92, and we'll be back in just 1 minute. The Golden State Warriors for the Western Conference Championship, and that series will begin somewhere, either in Portland or in L.A. this coming.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey. are just a few of the Ford Frick award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.